Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. He is a popular stand-up comedian. You've seen him on Showtime, the Comedy Time Network, and on Roku's LMAO. You can see him at the Hyatt Regency on June 13th as part of the Bonkers Comedy Series. Tickets are on sale now. He is Kojo Prince. Kojo, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you? And by the way, to all the people in Jacksonville, finally, Kojo Prince comes back to Jacksonville, Florida. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
A whole lot better now than coming back to Jacksonville.
You sound really excited. Usually people are just like, I guess I'll just come to Jacksonville and just get this over with. Like, this is one of the few times you're actually excited to come here.
Oh, no, that I am, because I'm from Jersey. And one of the few places in Florida that I would, dare I say, appreciate my style, Jacksonville. I never had a bad show in Jacksonville. Haven't been there in a while, but I've never had a bad show.
So since you are from Jersey, does that mean you're going to be living down here in about a year or two?
Oh, no. I've been down here for a good long time, unfortunately. Still can't get used to the heat, but I've been down here too long.
I was watching your stuff the other day, and a clip came up, and it was this joke you did, and I could not agree more. I do not understand the idea of camping, and I do not see the appeal of it whatsoever.
Thank you. Please, I talked about it on stage. I had to gain some courage to be able to talk about it in Florida on stage. Trust me. I look at it this way. How privileged is anyone's life where they can just play pretend homeless anytime they want? When it gets too cold, they go back inside.
I just don't understand of, hey, we as a society have these things where we have like large planks of wood with shingles over our head, and we have these things called insulation to keep the heat and the cold out of our house so we can live in air conditioning. You know what I feel like going to do for a weekend? Abandoning all that and getting itchy and getting bit by mosquitoes.
Netflix, forget about it. Who cares about it? I want to live on the dirt. I want to live on the dirt, the rocks. I want snakes crawling to my tent. That's what I want in life. That's the life I want.
I don't want to use a stove. I want to try to find some wood, pray to God that it's dry enough, and maybe heat up a little pot and then just make like the worst rendition of macaroni and cheese ever.
Yeah. Why get fresh water? Get it from the pond. Drink coffee with microorganisms and germs in the water and coffee. No, that's not for me. And again, I'm sorry. I don't know if you can tell. Whenever I get excited, the Jersey comes out of me, so forgive me. I can't help it. I try my best not to. I mean, hey, it happens.
It's okay. My wife's from Long Island, and every once in a while, like, she
oh
hasn't
my
lived.
God.
I know. Like, every once in a while. She doesn't do it often because she lived in Florida for, like, most of her life. But you'll just get, like, the slightest tinge of Long Island. Like, whoa, where did this come from? Like, this, like, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. I don't know any popular last name and Long Island, but like just this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type thing.
Hyde. It's here's the thing also. I'm also a voice actor. And when it comes to certain words, I have a problem. There's three words: water, dog, and coffee.
Oof.
I cannot say those. Start your day off with a great pot of coffee, you know?
I just like how it's just like this very soak. Hey, nice. Start your day off with a nice pot of coffee. Like just like
coffee,
the little.
Yes.
Like, The change, the transition is just perfect.
We don't even hear it. It's like dog. What's wrong? The dog. What's happening to the dog? And water. Don't forget to turn up the water. And sweater. Sweater and water.
What? But can you say weather, though?
Weather. Hold on. Let me get my voice actor voice ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the weather.
So
if I get excited, it's weather. Weather, not weather this.
But what if it's sweater weather?
Oh, God, sweater, weather. Yeah, we don't even say this. Let's get to put your sweater on. Sweater. It's a dean, a sweater. The sweater.
Have you heard, I guess there's this thing also called glamping. What about glamping, where it's just like a more, you get the air mattress out for camping. Could you at least do that?
I did that this weekend at Disney. There's a place called Fort Wilderness Lodge in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's where, I think it is. I mean, this is going to sound bad. It's where the white people go to get away from the black people in Disney. And like, there ain't no way these black people are going to come out here next to me. When I tell you, when they saw me pop up, they're like, oh, here we go. I thought I was free. And they were upset, but it was a nice place. Fort Wilderness Lodge is a nice place. They have like maybe three or four little, like what they have to have like people pull up in their trailers and whatever. And then they have these little spots where they have actual little hotel cabins in the woods. It's nice. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's mm-hmm. like a hotel room, or like an elaborate suite hotel room in the woods, surrounded by white people that don't want you there if you're black. And it's, or they'll let you know. They'll give you that long, they'll walk you. Just give that long stare when you walk past, like, I thought I paid good money to get away. But it was nice. It was nice. There was, forget about room service. You know, you got to get it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And golf carts. Golf carts. Golf carts are a big deal out there.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you could say golf carts, because I was waiting for you just to go like quat or something like that.
No. This see, a real Jerseyan doesn't do that. Mm. Golf cart. It's cart. It's like a way. It's cart. It's cart. It's almost like a Boston. It's like, we're weird. We both cart Boston. You know, it's weird.
Where does the Jersey accent rank in terms of U.S. accents? Because I don't know if it is. No offense. I don't think it's that high up.
No, it is. See, if you're watching, this is just me, so don't try to pin this on me and go to YouTube and kill me with it. If you're thinking about an Italian gangster movie, anywhere other than Chicago, you're going to sound like this. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the Jersey, that's the bada bing, bada boom.
Mm-hmm.
We all sound like that up there. We could be black, white, Asian, Irish, Indian. We all sound like this. But it's ranked up there. If it's humor wise, every person who follows humor can recognize it's up there. But then you got the Boston, then you got the California. You know, everything sounds like a question when they ask, when they're talking to you. That's inflection, but to me, it's number one because I'm from Jersey.
Mm.
I'll put it like that.
I'm trying to think of like what is like the best accent in the U.S. Like Southern, I think Southern can be one of the top ones. One of the ones I always, for some reason, just smile at is like the Minnesotan, Wisconsin area. For some reason, it always just makes me smile. I have no idea why.
It's pleasant. It's a pleasant kind of feel. It's happy. Hi. How you doing? No problems.
As opposed to the angry Jersey accent, I guess.
What's he have to say? We're not angry. We're just saying, I can't curse on the radio, but if you ever get a chance, I'm going to put this guy out there named Mike Marino. He's the guy who kind of helped teach me comedy back in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, if we're not cursing, we don't feel comfortable with you, we don't like you. So I'm just doing it professionally because I'm on the phone right now and I'm doing an interview. I'm not going to curse, but normally, if it's just me and you, let it fly. F you, F that, this piece of crap, this.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like that's, like, the reason for me that the movie Cloverfield was just so unrealistic is just because there'd be a lot more swearing during all that. Like, you're telling me there's an alien invasion happening, they decapitate the Statue of Liberty, and not one F word was being dropped? Unrealistic. Ruined the experience for me.
Nobody cared. Nobody was fake. That's AI. All movie AI. it's not real. In New York, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
No Jamaican screaming, what you mean with a water cut of thing done? No, none of that, no.
Speaking of learning comedy, I found out that your family has a big performing background. Your great-grandmother was in vaudeville. Your grandmother was an opera singer. Your mother was a singer with Harry Belafonte.
You've done your homework, yes.
Was stand-up just like an act of rebellion for you or something? Like,
No, it wasn't. It was the only way in for me. I couldn't sing. This traumatized me. You really did your homework. I'm telling you some real stuff here that I'm working through processing in therapy. I remember my mother, we were in the living room, big, huge living room, because she had money at the time, and she asked me to sing this note, and I couldn't. I tried like three different times. She looked at me like, my own damn son can't sing. And that, to this very day, stuck with me. And I couldn't sing. But I had to get into the legacy, so I went into school for film acting. I'm film acting, oh my God, for filmmaking. Then I was thinking about acting. Then, you know, life started lifing, and I couldn't travel as much as I wanted to, so I started moving into comedy. I'm like, okay, comedies took me a while, but I got into it. And that's where it started. It was like not an act of rebellion, it was an act of, like, desperation. Like, I got to get this legacy keep going, so I got to do something. I can't sing, I can act. I can tell jokes, yay, you know, but that's about it. And here's the thing. I am not, this is going to sound bad to some people, I'm not what they call an urban comedian. Not me. I'm black, but I don't do urban style. If you know anything about comedy, there's a different style between, you know, conversational, you know, observational, mainstream and urban. That's not me. I tried many days, many times. Couldn't do it. It's just not me because I didn't grow up like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like
so what I talk about, Hold on, what are you saying?
Oh, no, I feel like when always with comedy, it's like you always have to, like, to discover yourself or, like, with different styles until you find the one that's right, and that's always just a challenge.
Oh, but here's the big part about it. You may not have known this. I may not have put this out there to the point where people is easily accessible to this information. My mother was a Black Panther. So, yeah, she raised me in an all-white neighborhood. How confusing was that? So, but I always felt like I had to connect with the black people, so my style wasn't that, but I forced it into me. You know, and I took like 2 years to learn the urban style, and I got to it, and I was able to do it. But the second I stopped, I lost the muscle. I lost the power to do it. But I always felt like if I didn't make my black people laugh, then I'm not a black comedian. It's such a mind screw that I got over. Because I think the next question I usually get is like, how do you see comedy as who you are? I took me 20 years to get to this point where it's like, you know what? I'm just going to be who I am, and I'm just going to connect with whoever connects with me and not try to chase people down. Because that was my biggest thing. When I was being taught comedy back in Jersey, my coach was like, look, don't worry about being a black comic or this comic or whatever comic. Just be you, and your audience will find you.
That's crazy. Like, just like the... First off, I didn't know that your mom was a Black Panther and you lived in an all-white neighborhood. I feel like that's just like, that sounds like the plot to like an 80s sitcom, I feel like.
Or an infiltration movie. Working on the cover. They see me, but I'm working on the cover.
Is this Judas and the Black Messiah part 2? Like, I don't know what, yeah. What would you call that?
I don't know. I don't know. Confused. Colored and confused. Tell you that. That's colored and confused.
You can see him at the Hyatt Regency on June 13th as part of the Bonkers Comedy Series. Tickets on sale now. Kojo Prince joins us. So far in your comedy journey, I love asking comedians this, what is the weirdest place you've performed at so far?
Dude, I performed at I performed at a nudist colony. You got a lot of them in Florida, so some people like big deals, so what? Anyplace else, it's like, what? When I tell you there was stuff swinging, people, I can tell they were laughing without them laughing because their stuff was jiggling. let me tell you something. This is around the time like COVID was trying to kick in and everything. And people are like, oh, I don't want to take the COVID's a scam. I don't care. Okay, yeah. See, in these little communities, the little news colonies, they have like towns, like restaurants and everything. Tell me right now you don't care about COVID. Slide into a diner booth after somebody raw dogged that seat for like 20 minutes. You see, all you see is an imprint. You look like two ham hocks and a neck bone. You're sitting in that, but you know, you don't believe in COVID. No, it's okay.
I thought it was always funny when people wore masks at the beach. And so like, I would see like women in bikinis wearing a mask. And it's like, it was a great time for people whose fetishes were Mortal Kombat characters.
It was a great time for the fact that, here's this room, I can be a black person and walk into a bank wearing a mask and nobody say nothing to me. Nobody say nothing to me. God bless America. I walked in with a hat down low, a mask. I'm going to help you, sir. God bless America. That's what we're talking about. There we go.
I have so many questions about this nudist colony. Like, was there like peer pressure that you actually had to perform naked as well?
No, thank God. Matter of fact, they wanted to be treated like there's nothing wrong. Right, but whatever. And I honestly wanted to do it. It was an experience that I wanted to do.
I think I have my salacious headline. Kojo Prince talks about performing at nudist colony ahead of Jacksonville show.
Yes.
That is insane. If you want to actually come see him with his clothes on, you can see him at the Hyatt Regency on June 13th. Tickets are on sale now. Kojo, before I let you go, I want to ask you the same 10 questions I like to ask all my guests here, inspired by the late, great James Lipton. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is the most played song on your playlist?
Oh, God. I'm being a comedian. Here's the thing. Again, Black Panther as a mother, raised in a white neighborhood. I'm going to say it. It's going to be me, in sync. A kid got me into it. Take what you want. Make fun of me. I don't care.
I mean, it's going to
help. I know
the
words.
I think I might know the answer to your next song. Guilty Pleasure Band.
Guilty. Ooh. I see. I like Prince. I also like The Police. But I see, here's the thing. My mother was a singer, so she introduced me to a lot of different songs. From Spanish music, the classical, to funk, R&B, blues. I can't just pick just one. I can't.
Give me some of them. Like, give me somebody that you would at least say, oh, yeah, I just the first one, the top of your head. Yeah, definitely Guilty Pleasure Band.
Guilty Pleasure Band. I would say Police. Police. Tony, Tony, Tony. That was it. I'll definitely say that. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I'm all over the place. My playlist is all from rap from the 90s to from the 80s, the NSYNC back to like classical orchestra music. I'm all over the place. And that's why I think I went crazy trying to figure out to kind of cater to one group.
Hey, not that, there's nothing wrong with that, having a vast taste in music.
Trust me. Yeah, okay, you play NSYNC in the ghetto, see what happened to you.
No, thanks. I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah, please do.
Favorite song you like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
Oh, my God. You're killing me with this. Let's Go Crazy, Prince.
If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Woo! One meal a week? One meal for a whole week?
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's your drink
of
choice?
Yeah, now we connected.
Yeah.
Drink of choice is watermelon lemonade, and let's not make it racial.
I mean, as a white man, I'm definitely not going to make that joke. Like, one, I like to keep my job by the time this is over, so we're all good there. Favorite superhero?
I'm a nerd, too. I got all kinds of superheroes, got all kinds of figurines and everything. I'm not going to say Spider-Man. It just keeps going back and forth. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say X-Men, but that's not a superhero. It's like a group. So what do you guys do?
I feel like that's a good, acceptable answer regardless.
I also like Alpha Flight, for those who do know.
I don't think I know Alpha Flight.
Canadian.
What is that?
Canadian. It's actually a Canadian equivalent of the X-Men.
Oh, okay. I did not know that that
existed. I'm deep in this.
Yeah, you are. More you know. Favorite internet video?
Yeah. Oh, Ray William Johnson. He's the dude that talks about these crimes. He kind of puts it in a funny way.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts off with, now this guy has a problem. He likes money. It starts off like that. That's like my guilty pleasure. Almost into WF Files. I'm getting older. I'm getting into conspiracy theories about planets and aliens and other crazy stuff like that. So, yeah, that's me now.
What are you watching right now on your streaming platforms?
Yeah, that's it. Ray Johnson Williams. Check him out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching WF Files. That's fucking conspiracy, aliens, and all kinds of oddities and everything like that. So that's the two things I always go to. If I'm sitting down and I've got to do something, I got that on. Even if I'm traveling. Oh, my God, how dare I forget this. Variant Comics. That's also the streaming platform I always watch.
Okay. And finally, Kojo Prince, give me your spiciest hot take. It could be about anything in life.
I believe all women that are white and overweight at 200 pounds should always date a black man. I find it that the ones who do not, excuse me, sacrilegious. A white woman who's 200 pounds who does not date a black man is like being stranded on an island surrounded by fish. Talk about you need seafood. That's all you got. You better acquire that taste now. Either love seafood or lose weight. Which one do you want to do?
Oh, man. You can see him at the Hyatt Regency on June 13th as part of the Bonkers Comedy Series. Tickets are on sale now. Kojo Prince, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, sir.